Hello, it's your Lookout News Roundup. I'm Joseph Darius Jafari, Editor-in-Chief of Lookout, the Southwest's only newsroom focused on accountability journalism for and about the queer community. Let's go ahead and get into it for this week of May 6th. We're starting with a developing story out of Phoenix involving immigration detention and growing political pressure. Dozens of elected officials across Arizona are calling for the humanitarian release of Arbella Yadi Rodriguez Marquez, a queer woman currently held in ICE custody. Lawmakers say Marquez is not receiving adequate medical care and are urging federal authorities to release her on humanitarian grounds. The calls come from officials at both the state and local level, including members of the Arizona legislature and Phoenix City leaders. Advocates say her case highlights ongoing concerns about how queer detainees are treated in immigration custody. Federal officials have not indicated whether they plan to act on the requests. That story connects to another Lookout piece, this time involving a legal battle that's raising questions beyond the facts of the case. An Arizona-based travel company, Queer Scout, is being challenged in court by the Boy Scouts of America over its use of the word scout. While the case is formally about trademark protections, the timing and context have drawn scrutiny, particularly given broader federal actions targeting diversity and LGBTQ+ initiatives. Reporting has also pointed to connections between the case and political figures, including Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, raising questions about whether the lawsuit is purely legal or politically motivated. The Queer Scout organization says it is being unfairly targeted, while the Boy Scouts maintain they are defending their brand. The case is ongoing and could have broader implications for queer-owned businesses. And at the Capitol, another veto from Governor Katie Hobbs is drawing attention. Hobbs vetoed a bill that would have linked contraception education to adoption information in schools. Supporters of the measure said it was intended to provide more comprehensive information to students. Hobbs, however, argued the bill was inappropriate and could insert ideology into health education. The veto is part of a broader pattern this session, with Hobbs rejecting multiple bills she says do not meet her policy standards. Lawmakers are continuing to push forward with proposals, setting up an ongoing clash with the governor's office. Now to Florida, where a student journalist is at the center of a growing controversy. At Pensacola State College, a student has been banned from writing on campus after reporting on LGBTQ issues and administrative decisions. Critics say the move is retaliatory and raises serious concerns about press freedom and free speech. College officials have defended the decision, citing policy violations, though details remain contested. The case has drawn attention from journalism advocates and queer groups. It reflects ongoing tension over speech, identity, and institutional control in higher education. And finally, a federal investigation with national implications. The U.S. Department of Justice has opened an inquiry into Illinois schools over policies related to LGBTQ+ curriculum and restroom access. The investigation will examine whether states' policies comply with Title IX and federal civil rights law. Illinois officials, including Governor J.B. Pritzker, have defended the state's approach as inclusive and legally sound. The probe comes amid a wave of similar federal actions targeting how schools address gender identity and sexuality. Its outcome could influence how education policy is shaped across the country. That's your Lookout News Roundup. If you want this in your inbox every week, head over to lookoutnews.org and sign up for our newsletter. Until next time, stay safe, stay informed, and look out for each other.